things do we build those beliefs on? Are we building on something that our parents told us? Are we building on something we've seen in the media? Are we building those beliefs of who we are and our beauty and our value in the world on someone else's opinions? Or the most harsh of all, comparison to people around us? Well, all of those have opportunities for flaw, but really where we, where we can build our unchangeable and solid value is from the Word of God. The promises that we find in the Word of God, that we are created beautifully and that we have value because of who we are in Christ. So for Take a Break, this is one way that we come back each week and learn those promises. Just like last week, Marjorie taught us that taught us from the Word of God, from 1 Timothy, that taking care of our bodies physically has value, but even more important is taking care of who we are in God, learning those promises that we find in Scripture. So our value doesn't come from what we look like, but what we do. We're going to have a beautiful fashion show in just a few minutes, and there is certainly ministry and self-care in buying a new spring top. Who has felt that ministry of, oh, I have something cute to wear for the spring? Anyone else? Or the ministry of taking a nice long walk, or the ministry of taking care of our body physically, as well as the ministry of being together with other women and hearing who we are in the Word of God. Ladies, our bodies will certainly change over time. I know my 48-year-old body is not, it's similar, but not that similar to my 20-something body and my 30-something body. And I wanted to take a second to really to share within our group over the past few weeks. We were hearing a story, someone telling in our group about how God had made a dramatic change in their life. A dramatic change from something that wasn't great to something that was great. And what was said was, as our friend was talking, was, wow, like, I didn't even know this was possible. And what we talked about around our table was the wow factor and how often we miss the wow, that God is making these transformations in our life. And so often we neglect the wow, like, wow, our heart will beat 100,000 times today and we don't even have to think about it. That's a wow. The skin in all of our beauty and imperfections, if we are here for another 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, will be the same skin that will cover our face and our body for those years. And that's a wow. That's certainly a wow that we sometimes miss, because we are all beautiful and imperfect at the same time. Does everybody relate to that? And sometimes it's really easy to see the beauty, and sometimes it's easier for us to see the imperfections, when really the truth is that we are all beautiful and we are all imperfect all at the same time. So the wow. The beauty and the imperfect. Does everyone have a couple of favorite authors that, when they speak your language? So one of my favorites is a mom and a Christian wife out of the U.S. named Jen Hatmaker. And how she describes that is the beautiful in the mess. And I love her phrasing that beautiful and messy are really good friends, and they hang out together a lot. And I think as women, it's important for us to embrace both sides, that we do have the beauty and we do have the mess as well. Back to the promises that we find in the Bible about who we are. It is in Christ that we find who we are and what we are living for. And as long as we put our strength into the promises and stand on those promises, and to highlight the biblical model of womanhood from Proverbs 11, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And just like in our Take a Break lessons, I love it when our weekly message follows with a song that has the lesson in it, because my mind wanders. That's part of my mess. And I love it when through the week I can go back to those words, and oftentimes it's the ones from songs from my childhood, like Standing on the Promises, that you know, will be in my brain as I'm sitting in my car talking to my kids. And so I really did want to bring a song that would show some of our beautiful and our mess together. And the first one, this has evolved a little bit over the past week or two. The first one was a song named Priceless by For King and Country. And it's a song that says, when I look in the mirror, I see my flaws, but Lord, you see me as priceless and as beautiful and as, is made for you. And that was a great choice until I remembered Flawless. Who has heard the song Flawless by Mercy Me? Anyone else? There's a beautiful video that goes along with Flawless where the whole band is saying, well, I was born this way, or I have this inadequacy, or this is what is one of my messes that burdens me. And then the chorus is, but the cross has made us all flawless. And the visual that goes along is they're all covered in paint. And as they sing about the cross making them flawless, the paint is all taken away. So by the end, they're all in white, beautiful clothing that shows we can lay these things down at the cross, and that's where we find our redemption. And then, can you tell I tend to change my mind a lot and ruminate over things? Then another song presented itself, and it's the one that we will hear this morning. And it's by a young artist named Lauren Daigle. She is a new Christian artist who this year has won a couple of Grammy Awards. And the song that we're going to hear is called You Say. And I chose this because this is exciting to me. Right now, in our city, there's a Christian radio station that we sometimes listen to in our car. And as well, there's a radio station that that my children prefer, that's on all the billboards in our city, that the young people listen to, that has a lot of songs that I really don't want them singing along to, but that's what they ask for, because it's got the beats, it's the songs that their friends know. Well, this particular song happens to be one of the 10 most requested songs, and on the rapid rotation play on that station, the one that our children and our grandchildren are wanting to listen to every day. And it has a beautiful biblical message, and that really excites me that it's popular in our city right now, and it's something that our children would relate to. So the song that we're gonna hear is called Lauren Daigle, You Say, and the chorus is, you say I am loved, and you say I am strong, and you say I am held, and you say I am yours, and I believe. And these are this is what she's reminding herself in the moments where she's doubting, that her identity is what God tells her she is, not her very human, very flawed doubts. So I'd like to take a minute. Marnie's going to play the song. I'd really like you just to listen to the words and recognize the beauty and the appreciation that this is a popular song in our city right now, and it's great to have a great message.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, oh, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak. And you say I'm hell when I am falling short.
message sticks with you this week, I'd like to just close that in prayer. Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this take a break time. Thank you for your messages that come in many, many different ways. And please help us all to surrender those insecurities to you and to remember that our identity comes through you, to let go of the judgments that we give on ourselves and stand strong on the promises of who we are in you. In Jesus' name we pray.